If you guys are looking for some performance-driven nutrition, hit up Axis Lab for some premium quality CBD. I know what you're thinking. I don't want any food coloring. No food coloring. I don't want it to be organic. I'm actually glad you brought that up. It is organic. They even give you options. They have cream. They have capsules, man. They have actual drinks, pina colada. And I want to say by far my favorite is the gummies. But don't take my word for it. Guys, go over there and check out Axis Lab. And once again, that's AxisLabCBD.com. Use our promo code GUY25 and they'll hook you up with that one white guy, one black guy discount.
I know how I want to address this because I'm going to go into Oppenheimer first. I saw that this weekend.
I'm disappointed in you for saying that.
Why?
I just know your taste in movies, and I just didn't
Oppenheimer?
Think. No, I'm sorry. The other one, sorry.
If you know me, then you know I would like Transformers movies.
I know you, and I just didn't think you would go and support this one.
I didn't go. I fucking rented it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were going to watch it.
Yeah, why wouldn't I? I love Transformers movies.
Because I didn't know.
That's your fucking fault. But Oppenheimer was probably one of the best movies I've seen in a long fucking time. Besides, like, and it's comparable to, like, Top Gun Maverick. Because they don't use any, like, CGI in Top Gun.
Okay.
There was no CGI whatsoever in Oppenheimer. Like, they built the town for the shoot the scenes.
Okay.
Like, everything was legit.
Okay.
And the acting in it is phenomenal. And they have fucking so many, great actors in it that you don't even know about.
What's,
Like, Robert Downey Jr. is in it, and he's fucking amazing.
What's it about?
It's about the making of the atomic bomb.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know. I didn't know if anyone else did.
Everyone fucking knows. It's the number one movie out right now, besides fucking Barbie. But I went to Applebee's first, like, everyone that went. And I'm, like, walking up, and I see these two fucking, like, these two girls walking out of the fucking, I guess, away from the movie theaters. And I'm, like, dude, like, hot pink dresses and heels. I'm, like, what the fuck is going on? I'm, like, is there a club going on? Or, like,
shit.
You partying fucking at Applebee's? Barbie. And I'm, like... And I just start looking around, and I just notice every fucking girl out there is dressed in, like, a Barbie outfit.
Dressed in plastic.
Hot pink shit. I'm like, what the fuck's going on? And I go in there. I'm like, what the fuck? Why is everyone in fucking pink? They're like, dude, the Barbie movie. I'm like, that's a thing right now?
How'd you not know the Barbie movie's coming out?
Well, I knew it was coming out. I just didn't think people were stupid enough to dress up as Barbies to go see the fucking Barbie movie. I mean, it's acceptable for Marvel movies because, like, yeah.
Yeah.
But Barbie.
I agree.
Like, what the fuck?
But you're more so talking about grown-ass adults that are dressing up
majority.
In their 30s and 60s.
Yeah. I mean, there were some kids, like younger kids, like, doing it and shit. Like, but I was just like, I guess that's a thing. Because they all look like, I'm like, how do you want to, who wants to watch a movie in fucking, like, skin-tight plastic dresses and shit?
I think that's crazy.
But, dude, Oppenheimer, we saw in that, they recommended, it was shot in an IMAX camera.
Yeah.
And what the fuck are you doing?
Push your mic around, dude.
I haven't touched it.
Well, I didn't say touch it. I just said twist it around. What are you arguing with me for?
Because I'm in an arguing mood.
I can tell.
What's it called? So they shot it in like the world, like the biggest camera, and the people that made the camera had to build a special film for it so they could shoot it in black and white as also because there's black and white scenes in it like for flashbacks and shit. And dude, it was I always forget his first name. I think it's like. Whatever Murphy, the main actor, the dude from Peaky Blinders.
Okay.
Dude is fucking amazing in it. Like, oh my God. It's like, it's so fucking good. I fucking loved it. A little long because it's like a 3-hour movie.
Okay.
It kind of drags out at the end and shit. But like, I was so hyped on that. I'm like, this is fucking amazing. Like, I fucking enjoyed it. Like, you sit back in the IMAX and open the scene, dude, your whole fucking chair is rumbling and shit from the vibrations.
Yeah.
Because. Dude, it's fucking... It sucks you in right away. You're like, what?
I knew, dude. I haven't seen a movie, and I haven't gone to the movie theaters. I haven't really sat down and watched a movie, and I can't tell you how many months. Probably could have been a year, but... like, all these movies coming out, people are like, did you see this? I'm like, I don't really go
for, like, Marvel movies normally. Yeah. But this, I'm like... When I heard there was no CGI and shit, like, they filmed it on, like, a... Not, like, a traditional camera, but, like, a camera that... Takes
old school camera,
old school style, like with the roll of film and shit. 11 miles of film.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's actually really crazy. How long did it take? I wonder how long.
Supposedly they shot it in under 2 months.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's what happens when you get all fucking aces in your movie.
I guess they
don't play. Supposedly, Murphy too ate an almond a day to prepare for the role.
One almond a day.
That's it. Because the dude, like Oppenheimer in real life,
okay,
was like super skinny, never ate, and never smoked like 100 cigarettes a day, they said.
Gotcha.
So I was fucking high on that. And I'm like, this is great. Like, I fucking love this movie. So last night I come back and I'm like, I want to watch a movie and there's nothing really out. It was like, watch something scary. And I'm like, I normally like watching scary movies by myself sometimes, but I was like, I'm not in the mood for it.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, the new Transformers. I was like, I loved all of them. Like, let me just watch this new one. Dude, when I tell you, you could tell this thing was, like, literally stood in front of the fucking green screen the whole time. And, like, they're like, oh, let's just pump another one out and put new money into the CGI. Dude, it was so fucking bad. And, like, I was just so disappointed. I'm, like, watching. I'm like, why am I still up watching this? This is so fucking stupid. And then, like, the kid in it was, like, he, like, at the end, like, they like, he's like, here, use this. And, like, the Transformers give him, like, the one guy, Mirage, gives him, like, a suit pretty much, like, almost like Iron Man. It builds up like Iron Man, and you could tell how fake it looks. And I'm just like, the ending literally just ruined the movie. But the best part is, like, this kid has no combat skills. It's not like he was a trained fighter or anything. Okay. And he gets his suit.
Just a rando.
Yeah, he gets his suit at the end. It, like, starts, he starts beating up the, like, the villain who's, like, strong as fuck, who just beat the shit out of everyone.
And he just got the suit.
Yeah, and I'm like, and it's, like, it's just, like, a suit. Like, he's still the same size.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're going to tell me this guy has, like, killed every strong prime out there and comes in and a kid from the fucking Bronx who has no fucking combat skills just can fucking start to beat him? I'm like, this is so unreal, fucking real unrealistic. I was like, I fucking hate this.
I just want to say this.
And the CGI was horrible.
The CGI
is fucking horrible.
The CGI in the, like, what? Some, like, a lot of the Marvel shows you notice late now.
All movies lately. They just pump it out.
They just pump it out.
The cheapest way possible. No one will care.
No one's going to know.
Me, I can just tell when something's normally really, like, if it's not, like, amazing CGI. Like, normally I can fucking tell.
I'll say this.
But it was fucking brutal, dude. I sat there, like, with an ice pick in my eyes. I was like, why am I still up? I should be sleeping. But I was, like, committed at that point.
Every time.
I gotta see how it ends. And then, even worse part, like, they could have set up the ending really good. But, like, supposedly there was talks of, like, there's gonna... So, have you ever seen the first one? Like, everyone has, when the first Transformers came out. It's, like, the agency... is, like, the hidden government agencies called Sector 7, like, off the books, like, whatever. Well, at the end, like, they try to recruit the kid that was, or what, like, saved the world or help save the world or whatever. But it's, they give him the card and it says G.I. Joe. So they're doing, like, a Transformers G.I. Joe crossover.
They should never do that.
G.I. Joe is the next movie that had, like, the worst CGI ever. I'm like, fucking stupid.
I think they're stupid. Ever since Marvel started doing the CGI shit with them really, really bad, I noticed that everything started going downhill, and I was like, for me to think that any of those movies were going to be good and I was going to love them, I was just stretch myself thin there.
Mm-hmm.
You know how it is now. Like, you can't go to a movie and enjoy it anymore.
Unless it's, like, Oppenheimer.
Unless it's an old school film.
Top of Maverick.
Great acting.
Ugh.
Actual great acting, not just CGI to make them look like, oh, man, like, no.
Yeah, dude, it was so good.
So, do you feel like you wasted your money? Like, renting it?
Yeah, dude, it cost me like 20, because it was like $17 to rent, and then it was like $21 to buy, and I'm like, it could be good. Let me just pay the extra $5 just in case. Yeah, it was a horrible extra $5. It was a horrible fucking any money to begin with. I should have known. I should have been like, don't buy it. Just... rewatch fucking Top
This is
Gun
why anymore. I was saying to you, I was like, dude, why did you get that? Like, I just didn't expect you to get that. Like, I know you're a Transformers film, but I thought you were just going to be like, this one's going to be stupid.
I knew it was.
This one's going to be dumb.
I held out hope because they brought in the animal ones, and I love the animal Transformer ones. And I was like,
yeah. That's what it was. Like, the animal one, that one was.
That's what it pulled me in was because they were that, like, animal
Transformers. It was the gorillas and
stuff.
Yeah,
yeah. And I'm like, this could be fucking cool. And don't get me wrong, the gorilla, like,
that one was
cool as shit. Yeah, okay. Like, they were, but, like, it's just, like, it was just so stupid.
That was, like, the only climax part of the movie, right?
The only climax part of the movie is when the monkey, like, they call him Maximize. Whatever, and they transform out of, like, the animal into, like, an actual, like Optimus Prime. Like,
robot.
Yeah,
drone.
Like a human fighter almost.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, that part was cool because he beats the shit out of, like, so much shit.
That's cool.
And I'm like, other than that, I was just like... Where's that pizza at that I ordered? Let me just eat that shit. Oh.
Was there anyone breaking your chair this time?
When I went to saw Oppenheimer? No, I bought an extra ticket so no one would sit next to me.
Yeah.
That I didn't know.
Do you ever say your movie experiences have been a little rough?
Well, I knew Kiri would never come, and I was like, oh, buy a ticket for Kiri. And then, like, Nikki's like, oh, is she coming? Is she coming? I'm like, yeah. She's thinking about it. Knowing, God
damn,
well, she ain't fucking coming. I just didn't want him to be like, oh, well, my friend wants to come or something. So I was like, I don't want anyone sitting next. Like, I want to sit, like, someone on my right that I know and someone on my left. I want a space.
Yeah.
Because I don't feel like fucking dealing with it.
Gotcha. Even if you know him or just.
I just didn't.
If it was me, like, would you?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Yeah, okay.
But, like, I just didn't feel like dealing with, like, someone I didn't know.
I feel the same way, dude.
Just get the fuck away from me, man. I'm not risking it again.
Yeah.
This is a 3-hour fucking movie. If I had another fucking twat next to me or a douchebag the whole time, I would have fucking stabbed him, dude. I would have
went. I didn't come out of the comfort of my house to sit next to someone else. Yeah. I don't even want to sit next to.
Fuck no. But speaking of that, so I made homemade ice pops the other day.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You're jumping from movie seats to ice pops. What kind of ice pops?
We were talking. Well, so the first one.
Squirrel.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, because you said something that triggered me. But think about it.
What kind of ice pops?
So the first ones I made were strawberry and blackberry. And Kiri, when I was making them, Kiri's like, ugh, that's not going to work.
Shut up, Kiri.
So I first juiced them all, fucking made them. Dude, they were so fucking good. Oh. I gave her one. She's like, did you add sugar to this? I was like, no. She was like, this is actually really good. I'm like, I fucking know.
What did you do?
I just juiced them.
That's it?
And then stirred the juice up, like, from the strawberries and blackberries, and then just dumped them in my ice pop maker.
Yeah.
Like, I bought something off Amazon. It's, like, almost, like, polyester or some shit plastic. Like,
yeah.
Dump the juice in there, and then you put the little sticks in them.
Yeah, I used to puree the mango for Max and then put it in like a little ice pop. Same kind of thing, but it was so good.
That's why I'm like, she'll love it. I did plum and blueberry yesterday. I made ones. They're good, but they're like, I like them because they're like soury and tart.
Yeah,
and I'm like, I'll fucking eat these all day. But the strawberry blackberry one were fucking bomb. Really? I was like, I could sell these, but I would have to charge like $30 for a box because it's all organic.
Yeah, it's all organic
fruit and shit.
And it takes you how long to you have to steam it?
It doesn't take long. No. You just put them right in the juicer, you push down and fucking juices them, shoots the pulp out into the back.
Yeah.
And all the pulp and shit, I just walk out and throw it into the chicken coop and they'll fucking house that shit.
Yeah, homemade tarts, the joints like that are the best though. They have to be tart though. I don't know why. I like them when they're tart.
Yeah, like a little sour.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Exactly.
Great.
You can cut those up and put them in your juice or water or whatever. It melts down a little bit.
I have watermelon growing, like a shit ton of watermelon growing right now.
Oh, really?
I have a regular kind, like your regular standard, and yellow watermelon. Like the inside's yellow. It's supposed to be a lot sweeter. So once they become ripe, I'm going to do like yellow watermelon ice pops.
Yeah.
And then I'll mix them like watermelon something.
You know how squirrely my brain is? Like as I'm talking, I'm like, too loud.
Your That's face. Why I keep one.
I know. Dude, I you know what it is? I can't tell. Because my kid screams in my ear so much now. He's in that dude, stage of screaming.
In the video you sent me of like when you're like you're trying to do a job interview and like, that dude that would be you if you're on steroids like dude. Every like reaction in his face and like I'm like that's fucking Kevin I'm like what the fuck
dude, when you said it to me dude I was cracking up so loud
I'm like literally that's you like
dude dude the fucking kid I appreciate that. Now I want to work out a little more.
You should have been a WWE wrestler. Like your fucking sound effects. Dude. Look at you Tupac too with your double chain on it.
Oh, dude, I was double chained up. Yeah, dude. I actually left this
one. And you shaved your head. You could be a fucking Tupac. Right
dude,
now.
I could be Tupac.
You should be a Tupac fucking.
Go to Vegas and do it on the strip?
Like impersonator.
Oh, yeah.
Just come out, put a little bandana on.
Machiavelli Records. I probably could do that.
You could.
Thank you, dude. But now, you know what? Yeah, not Tupac, man. Tupac, he had double earrings. I mean, did double earrings, man? I could probably do that, right? Or could I do like a fucking hanging earring or something like that?
Don't be a douche.
Yeah.
Just douche.
Who does hanging earrings?
Douches.
Do people still do that?
Yeah. I seen a video on Instagram.
It was the 70s thing, dude.
It was like, look at this fucking douchebag with his hanging
earrings. Dude, in the 80s, it was live.
Fucking douche. The cross hanging down.
Dude, in the 80s, dude, I think your dad or my dad.
It's all coming back, dude.
Yeah, it's all coming out. 80s, right?
Yeah, like 80s, 70s look, I guess.
George Michael's look.
But it's like, it has a little twist of like modern on it, but yeah, it's all coming the fuck back. Like those parachute pants shit that was back for a little bit. Smack motherfuckers.
Look, I think they were cool, but the people that are bringing them back, I'm like, you have no right wearing those fucking pants. Take them off.
Well, I can't even talk shit, dude. I barely go out anymore. I probably have like two shirts to going out with that I wear. I'm like,
you're wearing a Sriracha shirt, which I love.
I wear the shirt probably like 5 times a week.
Good. That lets me know you're a dad.
I have no fucking clothes to go out anymore. Like, not like, you know, when it was like Saturday night, you're like, I got to dress to impress.
And I'm like,
where's my favorite shirt? And Carrie's like, you can't fucking wear that out.
Oh, yeah.
You look like you're homeless. I'm like, yeah, but I'm comfortable.
Well, we used to go to, remember you're going to like, going to Lester's parties and stuff like that and actually just dressing up to look nice. But now it's like, now I'm in full dad mode. I don't give a shit.
I don't give a shit, dude.
Like, I don't even get me, dude.
Jumping topics here. Yeah, but you know what's been pissing me the fuck off? You see that pile of wood in front of my house?
Yeah.
It's been out there for 3 fucking weeks.
Are they picking it up yet?
They won't take it. And I Nikki fucking came over and cut it to size because my fucking shit wrist. And like, and I just would like hold the board down. We cut it to size, all that bullshit. Yeah. I called 2 weeks ago, the MUA, I'm like, or the Public Works. I'm like, hey, yeah. They're like, take a picture, email it to us. We'll pick it up this week. Okay, I did it. No answer back. And then they still didn't fucking pick it up. So I'm like, it's staying the fuck out there until you motherfuckers pick it up. I'm like, it's cut down small enough. Like, you're throwing it in a fucking trash
can. Come get it.
Like, pick that fucking shit up.
That's messed up.
Oh, dude, that fucking pissed me off, man. I'm like, now I look like a fucking scumbag to my neighbor, so I'm just leaving wood piles out front. But yeah. I'm like, I refuse to pick it up because it's too much. I'm like, I have to, like, pizza carry it because I can't, like, to hold it, like, down, like, if I'm holding, like, a bunch of books.
Yeah.
I have to hold it like a pizza because my left hand fucking, my ligament will snap.
I was going to say, I pulled up.
It fucking kills me.
Thought I was in Pine Hill. Well,
I called the emergency number, and the dude who lived in Lindenwall was like, oh, yeah, they picked mine up last week. Like, dude, they should pick it up. And dude, I'm like, these motherfuckers. I was like, I'm about to just burn it out on the street then.
I'll be honest with you. I have no problem in Lindenwall. Like, where I live in Lindenwall. Like,
I thought you were, you are
Lindenwall. I'm Laurel Springs, Lindenwall. I'm, like, right on that cusp. Like, they treat us like we're gold. Like, they'll come out. We had a skunk. They came out within 15 minutes and got it.
Assume I would have. Fucking attacked it and got sprayed.
He was dead. Marina put a bucket over him and let him bake in the sun and killed him. I think she did it on purpose.
Was it half dead already?
It was injured, and what she was trying to do was save it.
she definitely put it in an oven.
Yeah, she saved it all right. I'll tell you one thing, man. With the wood and stuff like that, I think if they don't come and get it, the best thing you can do is like you cut it up to size. Throw a couple pieces in your trash each week. And if they don't want to come get it, throw
that's
it right
what I was
there.
Gonna do is just fucking dump it in my
you hear that
trash can or something.
Who's your township guy?
They're probably listening.
Fuck you guys here, Lindenwall Township. I put wood in my trash can all the time because sometimes you guys don't take shit.
Well, I went through and I'm like, oh, this has some screws in it. Trash can.
Yeah, like, well, that's the only thing they do. They're very picky with what they will take and what they won't.
Pick up fucking thorn bushes like it's nothing.
Exactly.
Which is 10 times worse.
But if you have one nail on a piece of wood or screw and it's not even like sticking out the side, they won't take it.
I told Carrie, I'm like, if that trash truck rolls out this week and you're here at home, like, fucking walk out front and like pick up that wood, motherfuckers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give them a fucking warning shot.
I have to cut that part out. Yeah. I have to cut that part out.
That's fucking
great. That 18 minutes.
I'm sure someone will listen to this and have a hissy fit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking hilarious.
I'm sure someone will. But you never know.
That, what's it called? Oppenheimer. It's Oppenheimer. Or I forget how to fucking pronounce it. It's crazy the story on like how they made it. Cause it's like, it's really all the top Jewish scientists come together.
Oh yeah.
And they look. Because they're like, we know the Nazis are going to fucking, or it's like a race against the Nazis.
Yeah.
Pretty much to build this weapon. And then it turns into a race against the Russians that leads into like the Cold War and shit. Because it went from like the atomic bomb to the hydrogen bomb and shit. And the hydrogen bomb is like 5 times more powerful than an atomic bomb.
Yeah. Dude, I just want to get to the movies. I'm sure when it gets on bootleg or something like that, I'll probably watch it.
I can't wait for it to come on, or something, dude. It's so fucking, it's really good. You would enjoy it.
I'm pretty sure I would. I haven't had time, dude. Like, you know what? I want my own movie theater. Like, this would be a good place to have, like, 3 movie chairs in here and just have a projector. Because this looks like a movie room. Like, one of those, underground movie rooms.
Yeah, you could probably clear out a wall.
Yeah.
And do it. Oh, the fucking, I want to try and do that for, the, oh, I can't. This weekend? Oh, no, I'll be down the shore.
That's right. Aren't you going for what? A couple days?
I was
going
to order these, the next UFC pay-per-view and do like the projector out back and the fire and all that bullshit.
When's that fight?
It's next Saturday. This Saturday coming up. So the 28th or something like that.
Yeah.
But it's Justin Gaethje versus Dustin Poirier.
Oh, really?
Or whatever. Yeah, their fucking fights are always.
I was gonna say that's gonna be probably epic. Insane. Yeah.
Like
I haven't watched a fight in a while. I might pull up to that one if you don't mind.
I'll be down the shore. So
oh yeah.
I was gonna be down the shore.
All right. Well, how about this? I'll pull up anyway, feed the chickens, and just watch it outside. No, but no. I'll probably have to get on my buddy Matt.
Gail to watch the chickens for me.
Yeah, Gail.
And I gotta.
If you ever need, like, I know you got your.
I actually may. I actually will stop by one day.
If you do. I'm watching.
I don't think I'm going to be down for a whole week anyway. We'll probably go down Saturday. Because check-in's at like 3, so we'll probably go down at like, leave here by like 1, get down there, probably stay like to Tuesday, do like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, come home Wednesday morning, and then have Wednesday, Thursday,
okay,
Friday just to chill here. Finish out the vacay at home. I just don't know how the baby's going to be. It's going to be a lot because there's going to be a lot of people down. And then she's in a room with us at night.
So. True. This is your first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Taking her away.
I've never done it yet. So
it's going to be. So it couldn't even turn. It could even turn out to be like one or two nights if it's like she's bad and doesn't want to like sleep and shit.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to be like and try and enjoy my vacation and then make fucking Kiri be like, well, just take care of the baby. kind of shit. But like.
Why not?
Because no, I know it'd be it's both our vacations. So yeah, like we exactly, have to flip flop. I don't want her to.
Exactly.
She needs time to decompress too. We're both fucking stressed out at work.
You know what it is when you go on vacation? I feel like my ADD will take over and I'll be like, I got no fucking. I do have a kid. You know what I mean? I forget I have a kid sometimes because it's just, I'm still my first year and a half of having a kid. It's weird going on vacation. I never went on vacation with kids.
It would be nicer if you. If she was a little bit older, like was walking or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because she's still like. We're going to put her in the sand. She's going to be like, hold herself up and tip.
And then face plant into a pile of sand.
But we have all that. Like,
the
pop-up tents and shit that has, like, its own play mat. Yeah. So, like, she'll be, like, sandy, sand-free almost. Very small percent of sand.
When he's three. I say when they're three. Three sounds like a good. People keep telling me three is a good age for kids when you want, like. Because they can walk, they can kind of say some things a little bit.
Max has a good age.
He's good, but he can walk, but he just wants everything. Like he's in that stage of he's one. Walk,
And then you have more fun on the sand. He can build sandcastles with him. Right now she's just like, she wants to like look at everything. But like she can't like hold herself up sitting up yet still.
Well, I'll say this: I hope your kid is better than my kid at this point because when he walks. Once he can start walking, you can't let him go anywhere, and he freaks out.
I'll probably start putting up all the fucking baby gates too this week or that week when we get back.
Just need help. Let me know. I got to put some up myself though. But I enjoy. I don't know why I enjoy doing because I look at Max and I'm like, you ain't going nowhere, motherfucker.
Yeah, fucking cage him in.
Bro. Yeah. Not like a kennel or anything like that. I'm not like putting him in a cage and just leave him.
Give him a little dog food.
A little bit of water, like he's Pootie Tang or whatever.
A little hamster. A little bottle.
Yeah, he would enjoy that, actually. He would run back and forth.
We gave her a sippy cup with water in it.
Yeah.
Now while she eats her puree, and she doesn't understand the concept of it yet, so she's like, chews on it really hard to get it out. So now we, like, took off the top, and now we just, like, let her sip it out almost.
That's good.
It works a lot better.
That's funny.
But it's hilarious.
She's working her stages of eating and this drinking and all that stuff.
Yeah, I fucking made squash for her the other day. She fucking hated it.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, I'm not throwing it the fuck out because it cost me a pretty penny because it was like the organic squash from Wegmans. So I fucking just I made a bunch of sweet potatoes again and just combined it.
Did you?
Like, we'll hide it in the sweet potatoes. But now I have to make her peas. So I'm going to make her some peas and shit.
Well, does she like the peas?
I don't know. I haven't tried it yet. But now we have to start doing it for lunch and dinner, the purees.
Yeah. Didn't you get really green beans or something like that? Or no?
She's only had carrots, sweet potatoes, and squash so far.
Oh my god, dude! I didn't know that. I thought for some reason I thought she was having like peanut butter. Okay.
I mixed a little peanut butter in because I say you want to do it as soon as possible.
Make sure she's not allergic.
Well, they say if you do it sooner, that it's less likely to develop a food allergy.
That's what we did for Max. Yeah. We get them really early.
So, but like you can tell, she's I'm like, it's just a little bit too. We mix it in with the sweet potatoes, but I'm like, all right, that's enough. I don't need you.
Because you're nervous, right?
Yeah. Too. Yeah, well, the first night we gave her the peanut butter, like I just like hovered over the monitor. I'm like, she breathing. And then Carrie's like, get me worked up. Like when I'm feeding her, she's like, oh my god, she breathing. How's she? I'm like, you're making me fucking nervous now. Like, shut the fuck up, please.
I'm like, I can't fucking think what you talking in my ear. That's the number one thing right there. Food allergies. You think about it, but you don't think about it because you've been eating peanut butter your whole entire life, kind of.
I never had a food allergy.
No, neither have I. I never had a food allergy, so I wouldn't even know.
The only thing to think of it. The only thing that like ever happened to me was, for some reason, like I was out of nowhere. I was making like steaks once a week, and dude, every time I would eat a steak, I don't know if it was the brand, the meat, or fake meat, maybe. Dude, I would eat it. I would get so nauseous. To the point where I was like...
From the red meat steak. Like, yeah.
But, like, it was... Like, I could eat, like, beef and shit, but, like, for some reason, every time I cooked the steak, dude, I would get so nauseous, and I would, like, projectile vomit it all up, like, a half an hour later.
Dude, I mean...
And I'm like, it's either fake meat, they're fucking lab-growing, it's telling me it's real.
Yeah.
Something, dude.
You see that look I just...
So like, I stopped buying steaks for a while, because I was just like, I can't deal with it. Every time I eat a steak, I get... It was like the point where I felt like drunk spins.
Wow.
Yeah. And I just would go in and throw it all up, and then I instantly feel better.
Yeah. I want to ask someone who's a vegan, because
loser.
I think it's the only time I would have a vegan, really, on the podcast. No offense, vegans. Not like we just don't have any questions for you that we want to ask you.
No, I would have them here and be like, force feed them to eat.
Nah, what?
Dude, I dated.
What are you talking about?
A fucking loser, dude. I hate people that don't eat meat.
Oh my gosh, the twins, they didn't eat meat for a while.
Yeah, they did.
Well, they cook a lot of, like, I was asking them, like, Steve, I think it was Steve.
They were vegans?
No, they're not vegans, but they do eat a healthy amount of vegetables.
I eat a lot of vegetables, too.
But, I mean.
But I still eat fucking meat.
Well, I know you do.
Need meat.
But they make a lot of vegetarian meals, and I wanted to ask them, like, yo, dude, like, what's the deal? Like, why? Why do so many people?
Dude, I have dated two girls that were vegans.
Yeah.
And I stopped talking to them because of that reason.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I'm not bringing you to Sunday fucking dinner. And you're like, well, I can only eat the thalot.
Well, I mean.
Fuck out of here.
Because
I was such a deuce. I forced a girl to start eating like chicken again.
Oh my God, you're sick.
So she would eat like chicken patties and shit.
Yeah.
And I would just. And then I was just like, yeah, we're done.
I would give her an ultimatum. Like, look, I can't live my life like this.
I couldn't. The other one was like, it was the best part because she would bring food from her grandma who was like straight from Vietnam.
Yeah.
And the food was amazing. I'm like, how don't you eat this? Like, how don't you learn to cook? And she's like, oh, I don't want that. And I don't want to learn how to cook it. And I was just like,
you're a bitch.
Bye.
Yeah. I would have liked that. Like, don't hit me up again. Yeah.
I was like, if you learned how to cook.
Yeah.
Different story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was like,
give me your phone.
She brought me from her grandma's house, dude, was one of the broth on it, dude, was the die for. Like, I cried eating it. It was like liquid gold.
Well, I'm going to say this. I think if other vegetarians, is that why vegetarians stop eating meat in the first place? Because the blood, I forget what it actually is in the meat.
Because they feel bad for the animal.
That makes some of them do, but some, like my cousin Ariel, like, I think she had something in her stomach, like, where she ate meat, kind of like similar to you. That's why my eyes were raised. When she eats it, she feels sick. I'm like, why?
A tick bite can cause you to be allergic to
meat. That's a thing too. Tick bites can do that. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's from the Lyme disease part or whatever disease they passed down. But
or was it COVID thing?
No, it was a tick.
Was it a tick?
You're absolutely right. It was ticks. Ticks would make you like almost allergic to meat or red meats. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I would cry, dude. I mean, I cry when I was eating steak, but then I found ways around it.
Yeah. Don't tell me Beyond Meat.
No, fuck no. Another dude, that shit's so bad for you. Like,
that's the big dude.
For a while, Kiri was like, "Oh, like we have to do the dairy-free like mac and cheese and shit." I start reading the ingredients into it. I'm like, "This shit is like you're eating like plastic, though."
Dude, I don't.
I'm like, it might not have dairy in it, but I'm like, it's 10 times worse for you.
Yeah,
all the like other shit, chemicals and shit they put into it. I'm like,
yeah.
That's why I grow all my own fucking vegetables now.
I'm like,
I might eat the same kind of vegetable fucking for 4 months, but I'm like, at least I know.
At least know where it came from.
Yeah, and there's nothing on it.
Yeah.
Like, I saw a thing. was it on Instagram? It might have been on Joe Rogan's podcast or something, but someone starts explaining this. Like, they took a thing of strawberries and juiced them and tested the juice, and they said there was enough pesticides in the juice from the strawberries that they could refertilize
their plants. Wow.
Yeah.
So in regardless you're pretty of how much plants. Eating
poison juice. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, no, I'm saying regardless of how many plants still, there were, still the fact that you can concentrate that much from juicing from a couple of strawberries.
Yeah.
A pound of strawberries, that's ridiculous.
You're just eating poison at that point.
Yeah.
And then all the shit that goes into your water and all that bullshit.
I mean, we don't think about that shit. Seriously. Like when you
I do now.
Well, you do now, but like an average American on every day who's just mass producing something, getting stuff off the counter, they don't think about that stuff.
Well,
that, you know.
People like talk, so I don't know how true, but like people talk shit on like Putin's so bad, Putin's, and he is, he fucking invaded. Okay, yeah. Besides the point though.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's actually like a very smart guy, realistically.
You would think so.
He banned all genetically modified foods in Russia. He's not pushing all that poison fucking shit into their foods, which is smart. Like, that's what we should be doing. But
I think so.
We're more about quantity over quality. Instead of being like, hey, why don't we start promoting loans for farmers and promote more and get more farmers and give them land.
Let's cut them all out of there. Let's get them out of there.
Instead, let's just fucking get them out and try and feed the American people like insects.
Insects, and that's what they're doing. They're putting cockroaches and shit in your powdered stuff, foods and stuff like that. Especially when they started doing like what's those Forever Hello Fresh meals and stuff like that.
Yeah, you were on them for a while.
Like, I was on them for a while, right? Mm-hmm. And they're good.
I did the Butcher Box for a little bit.
They're nice.
But then I started getting, every fucking time I got meat, it was fucking horribly vacuum sealed sock or it was ripped open.
The meat sucked, yeah.
The meat wasn't bad.
I thought, like, some people say the cuts were, like, smaller than they wanted.
I mean, you were paying an arm and a leg, too, for it.
Because I got it because you told me to get it for, like, not, you didn't tell me, but you were getting it so much that I was like, let me try it out.
It was, and it was good meat, and, like, they had awesome selections and shit. They just fucking, it was just poorly handled in my eyes, and I was just like, I don't want this fucking shit anymore.
It was like $60, and I would get decent pounds, like, because I was getting,
a month worth. Every month, the meat probably lasted like 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Maybe. Yeah, if you're spending $50-$60, you should have about a week to 2 weeks if you're eating maybe meat twice a week, maybe, right?
Well, I eat meat every day.
I'm sorry, like a steak or something. I would eat steak maybe twice a week.
It always rotates between like chicken breast, chicken thighs, ground turkey. That's all we ever really do is ground turkey and then some kind of like red meat or something. And then what else? And then vegetables and then if I'm like stressed from work or tired, like we'll order like once a week something.
We order Panera Bread probably like once a week. Like religiously.
Do you DoorDash it?
No, I go get it.
Okay, I was gonna say, dude. For some reason, Panera Bread is in Deptford.
Yeah,
I can order something close to that, and the delivery fee is like VFO. We always are. It's like $2.99 from VFO for delivery fee. Yeah. Dude, Panera Bread's delivery fee is like $12.
It's ridiculous.
I don't know why.
It's ridiculous. It used to be like free. Yeah. They used to do it because we used to get it from Voorhees.
Well, that's the good thing about this decent taco place down the street. It's like in Belmar or whatever.
Yeah.
Zero delivery fee. Zero delivery fee.
I know.
So I'll fucking load up on
that. I know.
I load up so on tacos. I'm like, I was like, this is what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
I was like, if I went and picked it up, it would cost me 21, it was like 34.
Yeah.
But with like the promotion and the zero delivery fee, to order it, it costs like 22.
Yeah.
64. It was like 90 cents more. I'm like, I'll do that shit all fucking day. Like, that's a bargain, bro.
I'm very frugal when it comes to that. Marina be like, it's only $5 for delivery fee. I'm like, fuck that $5.
Yeah, but that $5 turns your meal from $45 to like $50.
I don't.
You're just like,
I refuse to.
Kira gets pissed.
Twice a year, I'll spend $10 max on delivery fee if we have a whole bunch of people using DoorDash. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if we have a party, I'll do DoorDash and I'll fly going out. Mm-hmm. But I won't use it. I'm very.
We use it a lot because I get fucking lazy. You know, like, as soon as I get home, I'm like, I'm not fucking driving to Deptford or driving there to pick it the fuck up.
Dude, I'm definitely not doing it, man.
Fucking lazy as shit lately.
I know. That's like today, man.
It's not even lazy. It's just like you get home after a long fucking day, and the last thing you want to do after you're like comfortable is go the fuck back out.
Thank you for not calling it lazy. because I feel that too. It's not laziness. It's hey, I'm tired.
Yeah,
I'm fucking drained. I got a kid. You know, I got a life. Let me get acclimated.
Let me decompress before I fucking blow my brains out.
Exactly.
I feel that shit.
Exactly. Today's not a gloomy day, but it was a busy weekend, man. And we're both recovering. It seems like I'm tired and just kind of just moving.
It was a long dude week. Last month, dude, I stayed at like an hour and a half to 2 hours late, like all week at work because of just how busy my projects are and just always something wrong.
Yeah,
and I'm just like, fuck, man.
Dude, you turn into your dad, dude. You're gonna be there like two. You're gonna be on the weekend.
It sucks because like I could be like the most people and be like, oh, I don't give a fuck, like, and just go home. But like, it's just something in me where like I care so much and I don't want to look bad, so it's like I have to put the extra work in.
I love you, man. That's awesome, dude. You're always gonna go far with that attitude, though.
Yeah, we'll see.
You don't work, you don't eat, though. You're working hard,
though. So we'll see how it goes.
Well, I think if you're working that hard, I think at the end of it, your brain should be a little bit.
I make up for the lack of knowledge in my effort. Mm-hmm. Like I'm learning. I'm still learning, like, how things go.
That's good, dude.
So, like, I try to put the extra work in to make up for the lack of knowledge. Until I learn the knowledge, and then it's going to be a lot easier. But right now, I don't know. I know basis, but there's a lot of, like, little details and shit that you got to pick up on with, like, different equipment and stuff like that. And, like, so now I'm, like, starting to dig into more of, like, more I was, like, oh, just put it on someone else, but, like, oh, they take care of the equipment, let that department do it. Now I'm actually, like, digging in to see how things, like, work and shit. So, like, I can do it, and I can double-check their work to make sure they're not fucking up and then me up.
Absolutely. And that's the biggest thing before. Like, with some of the managers we worked before, they would just give us something, and then we would take it for what it was and not review it. Now, I think it is great that you probably, I mean, I know you run your own jobs, but you still have someone who oversees kind of, like, for sure. How much do they actually get on you? They kind of trust you, or?
Yeah, I mean, I still have the mentality from being, a cop, so I always pass all my information, good or bad, to my superior, just because I'm so used to the chain of command, and I don't want to, like, if something does go bad, I'm like, well, you knew about this.
I told you.
Mm-hmm. I already gave you a heads up.
Like, yeah.
You took it how you wanted, but I pass all information. Yeah, so, because it's, what, am I going to hide something? Like, I'm just like, this is what's going on. Yeah. Like, it is what it is. How do we fix it if something does go south? Instead of being like, let me hide this to the last second and then go, I need help. No, like, motherfucker, I told you a month ago I knew something bad was
going to happen. You don't want that stress, dude.
I have enough stress. Yeah, I know you. With what I do.
I hear you, man. I will always say this, man. No one can ever give you shit for that.
Mm-hmm.
No one can ever give you shit for that. Man. Nice. We're sitting at 37, man. I'm tired, man.
Hey, man. We can do a nice short and sweet fucking episode.
What do you guys think, man? You guys think you heard enough of us today?
Well, after my one joke, they're probably like, oh, my God. I'm sure a lot of people will fucking laugh at that. I thought it was funny. You got to have a dark sense of humor, man. If you can't have a dark sense of humor, especially in today's world that's already fucked up, it's like, what's the point? You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I think everyone's fucking too sensitive today, especially in America, so dude.
And if you try to please everyone, I just actually heard this guy talk about on Instagram. It was actually a really good quote. He's like, if you're so concerned about pleasing everyone in life, you'll never please anyone.
You'll never please anyone. Yeah. Yeah.
As long as you're true to yourself, who gives a fuck? So if I want to make a fucking joke, I'm going to make a fucking joke. Hey. If you don't fucking like it, too fucking bad. It's a joke.
Hey, man. I'll tell you.
It's nothing.
We're going to go down in history just thinking, you know, being strong for what we think on. So that's fine.
To touch on that, though, I don't know how true it is, but I saw an article and it was like, now for anyone in like Hollywood or whatever to win like an Emmy or award for the movie, I forget what the fucking awards are, you have to have a percentage of diversity in the movies. So if you have like too many white people or too many black people or too many Asians in the movie, you can't be in the running for an award.
What the fuck?
Yeah, and all the producers are like, this is a fucking art form.
This is stupid.
It's a fucking movie. Like, fuck off.
Yeah, you know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? Mm-hmm. They're so crazy with these movies today. Like I don't give a shit about Snow White and Seven Dwarfs, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're taking the dwarves out and calling them seven magical creatures. And the dwarves are like, yo, we have dwarfism. Why? You're taking this out of Hollywood movies. And everyone's like, well, we're trying to be... And you have a gay guy who's like talking for the dwarf saying, well, we're trying to be more diverse. Just let them do their own thing, dude. Why are you speaking for them? Let the dwarves be in their movies.
This is where I come out and say, I wish an alien invasion came. Where like they abducted me and I'd be like, all right.
Yeah.
I'm sure getting anal probed once a week is way better than dealing with this shit.
That's like a liberal. That's like a liberal telling me, like, no, man, you need the extra 20 points on your test. You're not smart enough.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are you talking about?
Well, you're black, so you can't think for yourself.
Yeah. Let me lower my voice.
Out of here.
But that, you see how it doesn't make any sense? Everyone should just shut the fuck up, mind your business, and just be supportive if you want to be. If you don't want to be supportive, then go ahead. You know.
People don't realize everyone has their own shit they're dealing with in life. So I don't give a fuck if you are crying over here. Because you want to think of something. Like, I don't give a fuck. If it's not bothering me, I don't give a fuck,
dude.
But, dude, they just want to force it down your fucking throat in today's world. It's crazy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Basically, like, hey, you need to like me. I'm like, I don't like you. You need to like me. If you don't like me, I'm going to get you out of here. I'm like,
oh, dude.
I don't fucking like you.
I'm going to go viral one day. Me too. They're going to be like, I identify it. And I'm going to be like, get the fuck out of my face.
You know what it is? When it starts being forced, like, really force you, that's when you're gonna see me snap. Like, I'm gonna be very calm. And then one day, you're gonna say, they're not gonna fucking take us, Vinny. Mm-hmm. And they're gonna put me in jail, and I'm gonna be calling you, telling you, like, Vinny, they got me. Because I freaked out at my kid's school.
Don't worry, I'll be right there with bail.
if you did walk with your shotgun, let my fucking friend out.
Take over the prison.
Yeah, I'm trying not to yell, but. But yeah, I know it's gonna happen sooner than later because I can't take this movement. I refuse to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, dude. I'm a Christian conservative man. I don't have time for. I know people are like, he's a Christian conservative, but I'm trying to conserve my rights, man.
Hey, and that's all we can do.
I'm not talking about gun shooting, blah blah blah. I'm talking about keeping my kid out of this fucking crazy world. I'm just talking about world.
Fucking true science.
Exactly.
Boys are boys.
Exactly. True belief, you know? If I throw a ball up in the air, it's going to come down, all right? It's not going to go to the left, right? People are, like, trying to
rewrite. Remember they tried to say math is racist? Yeah. So, like, 2 + 2 can't. It could equal 4 if you, or it could equal 6 if you wanted to.
I'm like, what are you talking about?
I was like, I just hate. I seen a video of fucking.
Dude, this is, like
a church now of them preaching, like, non-binary shit.
It's sick.
It's disturbing as fuck.
You know, and I always got to throw some Bible stuff in there, but they talked about this, man, the sheep, fucking disguised as a wolf, you know?
Mm-hmm.
This is what's happening around there. It's like, oh, it's okay. This is natural, guys. Mm-hmm. And that's when they start confusing the masses. Mm-hmm. Everyone now is like, oh, this is normal.
People are so easy to be manipulated.
You're right, dude. Yeah, you said it better than I could.
I just saw a video of this dude. He's like, he puts a blue circle and a brown circle on a board, and they identically look the same size. And he goes, one of these circles are bigger. Who thinks it's the blue? Who thinks it's the brown? And he goes, and look at that. They're both the same size. Just because I told you they were, you believed me.
Mm.
He's like, you couldn't think for yourself. He's like, they're not. They're exactly the same.
That's actually really good.
That's how easily people are manipulated. And I was like, too fucking shay, motherfucker. Too fucking shay.
That is really. And he just put the circles side by side, he said, right?
Yeah, they're on a board.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
That's a perfect explanation. Because most people would be like, I'm going back and forth. Like, is one bigger? He told me one was bigger.
Yeah, so it has to be.
Yeah.
Instead of thinking for yourself and being like, nah, I would like to argue that point.
They might be the same size. Can I measure them?
Yeah.
And that's a lot of people don't challenge other people. They just take it for what it was, and they're afraid to.
Mm-hmm.
I have it happen all the time, and my wife hates it. She hates when I challenge her because she just thinks, like, not that she, I don't think she thinks I think this, but a lot of people do.
Mm-hmm. Has to be a cancer thing because Kiri challenges me fucking everything.
She just thinks,
I put her in her place, and I was like, what do you fucking think? Because yesterday she tried to put the baby down, and she wouldn't go down, like just crying, like whining. I went in, dude, picked her up, dude, instantly, as soon as I put her onto my chest. Dude, knock the fuck out, like in 10 seconds. So then I was like rocking her. I'm like, do I walk out? Because I know Kiri's gonna get pissed if I walk out this fast.
She's not crying.
She's not crying. And then I go and I'm like, I stayed in there a little bit longer. Like, and she's like, God, dude, start getting pissed. I'm like, you don't understand. Like, she feels the love from you.
Yeah.
And she feels the security from me.
You, yeah.
And she's like, well, she feels it all for me. I'm like, what the fuck do you think's gonna happen if someone kicks this fucking door in right now? You're gonna run to the baby. I'm going to run at the motherfucker trying to come through the door. I'm the fucking security.
Exactly.
I was like, you have to remember that. I'm like, she feels the unconditional love from me. Like, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Throw my door to death. But there's a difference between love and dad love.
There's a difference.
And that bond.
Yeah.
And then when I hold her, she feels secure and safe sometimes. Yeah. And it just depends what she wants that day.
It depends.
You know what I mean?
Because it's she goes off what you show her, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, with Max, like, I don't show Max that, Max is, like, I'm very stern where I'm like, yo, get, like, he falls down, yo, buddy, you got it, get up, you know? So when he falls and stuff and gets hurt, he goes to mom because Marina is going to comfort him the way that he needs to be comforted at that time. Me, I'm just going to show them those lessons of getting back up, this and that, and this and that.
She got mad, too, because I'm like, the one day she want to go down, and I'm like, just let her fucking cry just it let out. Her fucking cry. And she's like, no, she needs me. I'm like, then go in there, because I'm not.
Yeah. That, you know what? And that's his dad.
Yeah. I'm like, she'll live. She'll be all right. Don't get me wrong. Like, I'll kill some mother. Oh, yeah, but yeah. I'm like, she also needs to learn to toughen up.
I'll say this.
Can't baby her.
I know zodiac signs have their thing, but when it comes to, like, being a dad, zodiac signs usually go out the window, man. It's just instinct goes straight into, man. Mm. And if I know I'm going to be that dad who's just working out all the time, the son comes over, like, yo, fuck, talk to your mom like that? Take the trash out? No, give me the back talk, son. I'm going to be, like, very stern like that. I know it will be. Especially with a boy, because boys are hard-headed, dude.
I'm going to be a softy with her.
You are,
but if
I
get a boy, dude, game over.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I have to be this way. You think I want to be like this? No, you have to.
Or it'll come out like a fucking fruitcake.
I had to discipline Max for the first time, put him time out.
Like, my dad.
Yeah.
He'll just be like a lazy, get everything he
emotional
wants.
Emotional young man.
My mom used to give me everything I want, so I'm going to expect that through fucking life kind of thing.
You know what kind of kids that get into trouble? Like a lot of kids?
The ones that don't have a dad figure.
The ones that can't control their emotions, they can't
themselves. A real father figure in their life.
Yeah, look, my kid's going to have a lot of father figures. He's going to have my dad, Marina's dad, because Marina's dad does not play some shit. He looks like he's like nice and like that, but Harry, at the end of the day, does not really play any shit. Yeah. And I didn't realize that until a couple years ago.
You got to be, man. Especially in today's world, dude. Yeah. Manly men are hard to come by with this new generation, I feel like. But
look,
who am I?
Hey, who am
just
I?
An old man bitching.
Hey, man. Nowadays, man, it's just, I don't know.
I feel you. And on that note, that's one white guy.
And one black guy.